Actually, in Ramayana, we know when Lord Ram married Mother Sita and came to Ayodhya, in a short while, Dashrath Maharaj wanted to enthrone him as king. But Kaikeyi, with the help of Manthara, using her two boons, banished Lord Ram to forest for 14 years. Lord Ram very graciously accepted the order of his father and happily was ready to leave the palace. But Lakshman was very angry and very disturbed. He was so disturbed that he said, "I will kill Dashrath Maharaj. He cannot do this. This is injustice." And Lord Ram said, "No, I am very happy to follow what my father says, and I must go." And he left, and Mother Sita and Lakshman also followed him. As they traveled, for some time they had made their residence on Chitrakoot mountain. And one day there was a lot of commotion and they could hear some sound. So Lord Ram said, "What is this in the peace of the forest? What kind of sound is this? You know, how disturbing is this?" Lakshman said, "Don't worry. Let me see what it is." And Lakshman climbs up the tree and sees. And what does he see? He sees the flag of Suryavamsha. He sees the entire army of Ayodhya marching into the forest. And now Lakshman is furious. He gets down from the tree and says, "I knew that Bharat has reached here also following you. And he wants to kill you just to make sure that even after 14 years he continues to be the king." And Lord Ram just smiles and says, "Why are you so angry? I know Bharat. And his love is no less compared to your love for me. Do you feel this special anger towards Bharat because he has done something personal against you?" "No, Lakshman, Bharat is not like that." And Lakshman is still, you know, he's just boiling with anger. And soon Bharat reaches and there is loving exchange between Lord Ram and Bharat, and Bharat is bent down on taking Lord Ram back, and Lord Ram somehow convinces him that no, you know, I have to stay here following the words of my father, and you please go back. And then Bharat requests that you please give me something, you know, give me your paduka so that the entire world knows that you are the king and I am only your servant. And Bharat, Lord Ram gives the paduka and Bharat leaves. And after everything is over, Lakshman is just dumbfounded, you know. He's feeling so ashamed. He's feeling so disturbed. And Lord Ram and Lakshman, they are brothers. But Lord Ram, being an elder brother, plays a role of father many a times for Lakshman. And he approaches Lakshman approaches Ram and says, "Brother, I don't know why I feel so angry sometimes. Why?" So, you know, Lord Ram kind of puts his hand on his shoulder. "Tum bahut bhavuk ho." Aise. So Lakshman says, "So, is it bad? Is it bad to be sentimental? Is it bad to be emotional?" And Lord Ram says, "No, not at all. Rather, emotions are the ornaments of life. Emotions are the ornaments of life. Only thing, we need to choose right emotions. The emotions which uplift us. And we have to reject the emotions which drag us down." Now, when I was hearing this, I just thought maybe that's why girls are called emotional. Because when it comes to ornaments, boys cannot be compared to girls. I asked a boy, Can you tell me some comparison, how the life will be without emotion? And he said, life without emotion is like bullet without sound. And I asked a girl, what is life without emotion? And she said, life without emotion is like WhatsApp without emojis. And I said, ye hamari hai princess. And I was actually thinking, girls chats on WhatsApp, if you see, full of emojis. And WhatsApp bhi kya smart hai, kitne emojis, you know, to match with whatever feelings. Just take one smile and there will be varieties of smiles. Ek normal smile rahega, ek aankh band kiya hua rahega, ek pink cheeks wala rahega. Laughter ke bhi kitne sare rang hai, aankhon se pani aa raha hai, ek इतना पानी आ रहा है, एक में ऐसा पसीना आ रहा है. कोई नॉटी स्माइलीज है, सम विद द टंग आउट, सम विद द टंग आउट एंड विंकिंग द आई, वन इज जस्ट विंकिंग द आई, वन इज बोथ आईज क्लोज एंड विंकिंग एंड टंग आउट, एंड सैडनेस के कितने सारे वेराइटीज हैं, एंगर हैज सो मेनी वेराइटीज. एक तो ऐसी आंखें करेगा, दूसरा लाल होके आंखें दिखाएगा, तीसरे को हॉर्न्स भी आ जाएंगे. So like that, you know, and girls use them to the fullest. Jokes apart, but emotions actually are such important part of our lives. Absence of emotion or presence of extreme emotions make us dysfunctional. We can't function without emotions, and we can't function when there are extreme emotions. Have we experienced this? Just like a car. If the car is stationary, it will not reach the destination. But if the car is in full speed, without any control, very likely it will meet with an accident and again will not reach the destination. Right? So what is required? Some regulation on the speed is required. Just recently, this very sad incident where a 22-year-old boy killed his mother and with her blood wrote a note on the floor, tired of her, catch me and hang me, and he left the house. Why? What's the reason? Can you guess what's the reason? Because he was not doing good in studies and mother was pursuing that, you know, making sure that he should study well. Just extreme emotions, that forgetting all that a mother has done, right from carrying him in the womb till he is 22 years of old, he just forgot everything and killed. Again, recently, a couple with the fear that the parents won't allow them to marry drank poison and tried ending their lives. I'm saying tried ending because the girl died and the boy survived. Somehow he didn't die, the poison was not enough or maybe whatever. So when the emotions are in so much of, the motion is not controlled, it can be so harmful for ourselves and people around us. Recently I heard a story and I really liked it. One person was giving bad words to another person and he was going on and on and on, and this other person was just looking at him, you know. Abhi aisa hota hai to aur gussa aata hai na. Then he was like full roars, and then ultimately he just asked him, why are you looking at me like this? He said, I am trying to appreciate your vocabulary. Kya words hai? And then he was all the more angry. He did not like this response. He said, you are not going to respond? You are not going to say something? He said, no, yes, I am going to say. But I need to go home and think about it. I can't just respond like that, you know. Because your vocabulary is much richer than mine. And I really liked it. This man chose to pause, chose to take some time to think over the situation in which he was, and he didn't allow the emotions to overcome. So this pause, this break is essential. Because when we take a pause, when too much of motion of emotion is a lot in speed, then it's always better to take a pause. When we take a pause, first thing what happens is the intensity of emotion comes down, the speed comes down. So if we are going to do something wrong, even if we do it, the impact will be minimum. Another thing, when we take a pause, is we can refocus. We can refocus on what is the situation, what am I supposed to do, what is going to happen, what will happen if I do this and respond like this. That way actually all the living entities have emotions. That's a sign, one of the signs of life. Wherever there is life, there is emotion. Like trees also have emotions. We have heard about researches being done where a pleasant music is being played and trees grow very well. Some ragas enhance the growth of trees. And we have also heard that in Africa there are huge trees and it's really difficult to break such trees. And you know what they do? The group who wants to cut the tree, every day they come to the tree and they speak bad words to the tree. They accuse the tree. They say, you're useless, you're like that, and you're so bad, and nobody wants you, like that. And after doing this for a few days, then a single man can cut the tree with minimum effort. Why? Because the tree is broken. It's emotionally broken. It can't stand. It has lost all its strength. Animals have emotions we experience, especially the pets we experience, the dogs, how they reciprocate. They reciprocate very well, but when they are angry, they don't have any this, you know, any discrimination. They have to bite, they have to bite. They have to bark, they have to bark. Not only anger and love, but even they go through depressions. In Bangalore, in a zoo, there was a couple, lion couple, and the lion died. And the lioness went into depression. She would just not eat. She would be sad just looking at, you know, the place where the lion would be sitting. And she stopped eating, she stopped reciprocating, and she actually left her body. She went into so much of this. So emotions are exhibited by trees, by animals, and by human beings. But there is a difference. What's the difference? The difference is the human beings have capacity to regulate their emotions. We also go through the emotions of love, depression, anger. But we have the capacity where we can regulate. We can regulate the motion of our emotions. But we need the willingness. We should have the willingness. Oh no, I can't do it. Will not do. If you say I can't do it, you will not be able to do it. Also, emotion in themselves are not good or bad. Just like sometimes some favorable emotions, like happiness. You go for an exam and the paper is very easy. And you come back literally dancing and jumping. Oh wow, what a paper and what kind of... And you start celebrating. And you just waste your day celebrating. And now next day is another paper. And you don't study. And you go for an exam and the paper is very bad because you have not studied. And then you come home, you are depressed. What happened? Third paper also you don't study because you are depressed. First paper you did not study because you are excited. Third paper you did not study because you are depressed. And when the result comes, all the more deep down in the depression. So emotion in themselves are not good or bad. It's how we can regulate them and use them to focus ourselves on our goal, on what we want in life. That will decide whether the emotion is helpful or harmful. Either ways. Just like Hanumanji. Hanumanji was in Lanka and he was dealing with Ravan, and Ravan was insulting Hanumanji, and ultimately what he did was, he said the pride of the monkey is its tail. So let's put his tail on fire. And Hanumanji was so angry with Ravan with all his deeds. But when his tail was put on fire, he thought, this is an opportunity. What I can do now? I can use my anger to cause as much harm as possible to this enemy of my Lord. And Hanumanji burned the entire Lanka. So anger in itself is not a positive emotion. But it can, if it is regulated, if you are controlled by anger, it's harmful. But if you control your anger, if anger is controlled by you, it can be useful. Yes? Emotions have a lot of power. A lot. What an army of thousands cannot do from outside, an emotion can do from inside. I'm referring this to Arjun. Arjun was such a brave warrior, very brave. Single-handedly, he had defeated the chiefs of Kaurava army when he was in the kingdom of Virat, and they had attacked. And his bravery had no comparison, has no comparison rather. He had taken a vow that anybody who tells me to keep my Gandiva aside, or anybody who offends my Gandiva, Gandiva is his bow, the name of his bow is Gandiv. Gandiv aside, I will kill that person. Okay? Such was his, you know, mood. But just in the beginning of the war of Mahabharata, he asked Krishna to place his chariot in the middle of both the armies. And as Arjuna saw the army and the people in the army, his own army, and also the army of Kauravas, he saw all his relatives, friends, and he was so much overcome by emotion. He told Krishna that, Krishna, my body is shivering. My Gandiva is slipping from my shoulder. My mouth is drying up. I don't want to do anything. I don't understand anything. And he wanted to give up. Give up fighting. He didn't want to continue fighting. And then what happened? Krishna spoke the entire Bhagavad Gita. He spoke the entire Bhagavad Gita, explaining to Arjun about his responsibilities, his duties, and what he wants him to do. And Arjuna, as he took the instructions from the Lord, he became focused again. He could overcome his emotions, and he again was put on the right track, and he continued the fight. One more example from Mahabharata was when Dronacharya got the news that Ashwatthama is dead. He was so disturbed that he just kept down his weapons, he stopped fighting, and he just sat in meditation. And then what happened? Drishtadyumna came and beheaded Dronacharya. He was killed. Similar incident happened with Arjun. Arjuna's son Abhimanyu, the brave Abhimanyu, was killed by Kauravas using very, very unfair means. And at the end of the day, when Arjuna returned to the camp, he got the news that Abhimanyu is dead. Abhimanyu was the dearmost son of Arjun, and in bravery he was as good as his father. And he was so dear, he was dear to all the Pandavas and especially to Arjun, being his personal son. And when Arjun heard that, he was grief-stricken, you know. He was so broken, he lamented a lot. But then what did he do? Stopped fighting? Did he stop fighting? No. He had the words of Krishna with him still. And he continued fighting. Not only continued fighting, but the next day, the number of soldiers or the army that was massacred by Arjuna was no comparison with what he had done in the previous days. So much. So same situation, but two people dealt with their emotions differently. Because Arjuna had the focus of following the instructions of the Lord, following the instructions of Bhagavad Gita. Now we may say that, अरे उधर थे ना वो भगवान बाजू में. Every time we go through emotions, थोड़ी भगवान आएंगे बेटा और पूरा. No, we are not on that level, definitely, like Arjun. But the Lord is very kind. He spoke to Arjun, but He has left behind the same wisdom. If we study Bhagavad Gita regularly in our life, practice the principles of Bhagavad Gita, then we will definitely understand. You know what happens? We know that pause button dabana hai, ye karna hai, wo karna hai. But when the time comes, pura blank ho jata hai. Koi kidhar ka pause aur kidhar ka kya, pura recorder hi utha ke fek do. We don't remember. Because we are not focused. Because our mind controls us. And we don't control our mind. But if we sharpen our intelligence with the knowledge of scripture, especially Bhagavad Gita, then our intelligence will have enough strength to guide our mind. To tell the mind where to pause. Where to pause. Very practical. It's a very practical, even otherwise you must have heard that when you are angry, count 10, drink a glass of water, or but I'll tell you, unless our intelligence is sharpened, you will not remember anything. You may take the water and throw on the person rather than drinking, because there is no control over our emotions. So practicing the words of scriptures will definitely give us that strength. Also, in the beginning we spoke about girls being emotional. Time is getting over, so I'll just wrap up immediately. Girls being emotional. Bolte hai na? So many times you hear from others, sometimes you tell yourself, oh, I am so emotional. Sometimes others tell you, you are so emotional, like that. Sometimes positively, sometimes in a negative way. But let me tell you, please don't think that being emotional is your weakness. It's not our weakness. If our emotions are regulated and guided, they will be such a great strength to us, and it will be such a great hope actually for the society. You know this example of Draupadi. Draupadi's five sons were killed. Five sons were killed by Ashwatthama when they were asleep. Now imagine a state of mother whose children are killed in a helpless way. Not that they were fighting in the battle and they were killed. They were helplessly, they were just sleeping and he just killed them. So everybody was very upset and this was not the right thing that he had done. So Arjuna caught hold of Ashwatthama, and who can be the better person than Draupadi to punish him? And he just dragged him to her feet. And asked her, you know, tell me, you know, what should be done? How should I kill him? And Draupadi just thought and said, don't kill him actually. And everybody was surprised, you know, why? He is a sinner, he is an offender, he is an aggressor, why not? Draupadi gave two reasons. She said he is a Brahmana and he is a son of our Guru. Second is, I know what is the pain of losing my sons. And I don't want Ashwatthama's mother, Kripi, to go through the same pain. So don't kill. Now who but a mother can think like this? This emotion, this softness, is it a weakness of Draupadi? It's her greatness. And we all have this, right? The world needs. World doesn't need angry young women, as they say. They need an accommodating, soft... Shri Radha Gopinath. Girls. Also, as we are ending, in our society, we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We'll soon start the Kirtan, but let me end with this. We chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. What is the Maha Mantra? Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Now in this Maha Mantra, Krishna's name comes how many times? Lord Ram's name comes how many times? And Radharani's name comes how many times? 8. Why? Any reason? Any reason? Because it's easier to touch her emotions. She is the reservoir of supreme emotions. So when we call out their names, especially the names of Radharani, with deep emotions, she reciprocates. So the emotions of Radharani are the greatest hope. The feminine emotions, the feminine counterpart of Gopinath, Srimati Radharani, is our hope. Why? Because of her softness. Can I tell a story? Time is up. There is a very beautiful story on this. We'll end with this story. In Vrindavan, near Radhakund, there is an area, place called Shiv Kyari. And once what happened was, a jackal was harassed by some mischievous children of that area. And they were just harassing the jackal and throwing stones at it. And you know, though the jackal is wild animal, but when it is faced by crowd, it gets scared. They were just throwing stones and jackal started running for its life. It was very scared. And the jackal saw a ditch. And it just jumped in the ditch to save itself. And what this naughty children do, the boys, they lit a fire around the ditch. And jackal started howling and crying for its life because it knew that I can't get out of it now and I'm going to finish. And it was crying for its life, piteously crying. And at that time, Srimati Radharani with her friends happened to pass through that area. And she heard that somebody is crying, you know, piteously crying. And she said, "Oh wait, who is crying? Who is crying in my area? How can there be pain for someone in my area?" And she told her friend Lalita Sakhi, who is just standing next to Krishna. She said, "Oh Lalita Sakhi, just go and see. Nobody should be crying in my area. Nobody should be unhappy." And Lalita Sakhi went and she saw this jackal in the ditch crying. She just shooed away the children and she vanquished the fire and she lifted the jackal in her hand and she brought the jackal to Radharani. And Radharani, with tears in her eyes, looked at the jackal and she touched the jackal very lovingly. And what happened? The jackal turned into Sakhi, Gopi. That's the softness of Srimati Radharani. Can turn a jackal into Gopi. And she definitely hears our prayers and our requests. So let's have Kirtan crying out for Srimati Radharani's mercy, that she sets our emotions in control and helps us to always be focused and not be controlled by emotions, but rather keep our emotions in control to achieve our goals in life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.